Kia ora, ko tū whenawaroa ngā tanahira toku ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Te runanga o Ngaitahu has paid tribute to Ngāti Waiwai rangatira Micah Mason, who died last Tuesday in Rotorua aged 84. Kai whakahaere Lisa Tumahai says Mr. Mason was an important leader for Pōtini Ngaitahu and for the West Coast region. He was the long-time chairman of the Mawhera Incorporation, which owns and manages the Pounamu resource of the Arahura Valley. He was the leading advocate and authority on Ngaitahu history, traditions and values associated with West Coast Pounamu. He is survived by his wife, Ngairi, their tamariki, mokopuna and great mokopuna. Micah Mason will be buried today alongside his parents at the Hukatika Seaview Cemetery. Waipareira head John Tamihere says it's bizarre Māori providers are still being denied information from government agencies that would help their COVID response. Mr. Tamihere says while Health Ministry Director General Ashley Bloomfield has supplied some data after the final order commissioning agency's High Court challenge, he is still withholding information on which Māori children have been vaccinated. The Ministry for Social Development is also refusing to say who it is using to provide support to people isolating at home, despite the prospect many thousands of Māori whānau will be in that situation over the next 6 months.
They refuse to advise Waipareira where our people are in home isolation. We can deploy welfare checks straight away, and we can provide kai to them straight away without them having to go out to supermarkets and risk the spread of infections.
John Tamihere says it's negligent to prevent Māori providers from stepping up for their communities, and the Prime Minister and Māori caucus need to step in. Get your tamariki vaccinated before they go back to kura. That's the call from Turiki Healthcare Clinical Director Lily Fraser as another community outbreak of COVID looms. The country switched back to red setting at midnight after 9 members of a Nelson family tested positive for the Omicron variant after a trip to Auckland. Dr. Fraser says while the virus is generally less harmful to tamariki, there's still a risk.
Because their immune systems respond so well to the vaccine because they're still young, and if they get it, then less likely to need to go to hospital or, you know, worst case scenario, die from it, which is really rare. So I don't want to be scaremongering, but I just also think that, you know, it does significantly reduce that.
Dr. Fraser says Māori vaccination rates are still too low, particularly among rangatahi, and she's encouraging people to roll up their sleeves before Omicron sets in. Organisers of the cancelled National Māori Basketball Tournament say they will look at regional competitions once the COVID response levels drop to orange. The week-long event, which was due to start in Rotorua today, was called off at the weekend. Sue Penny from Poitukohu Māori Aotearoa says they were hoping to have a few more weeks before Omicron started spreading in the community, but it wasn't meant to be. And that is your Wātea News.